Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Will. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Rand. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Purkey. And now, play ball. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Purkey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote takes first base on ball four. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin takes first base on ball four. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morin moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a fly ball towards left. Skinner catches it and throws to home to double up Morin. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Dick Rand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rand hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to third. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-1 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski bunts in front of the plate. Niemann fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Morgan covering, for the double play. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs won, and the Pirates won. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Rand and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0 for 1 in the game. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Will strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs won, and the Pirates won. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Rand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rand is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rand strikes out. One out. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Purkey strikes out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Fondi moves to second. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fondi scores. Skinner moves to second. It's 2-1, Pirates. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 2 in the game. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Speak moves to third. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Speak tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Rand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rand is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rand hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan bunts towards the mound. Perky fields it and throws to first for the out. Neiman moves to second. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0 for 2 in the game. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Neiman moves to third. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Will hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neiman scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Speak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdun. Speak reaches second base with a double. Will goes all the way around to score. Speak moves to third. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Smith pinch hits for Bob Perky. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Turk Lown now pitching. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Luis Arroyo now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tanner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote misplays the ball. That's an error on Grote. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Turk Laun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laun strikes out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Will hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Speak hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Will moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing right field. Roman Mahias pinch hits for Dick Rand. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny O'Brien pinch runs for Roman Mahias. Gene Freeze pinch hits for Luis Arroyo. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to third. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Brien tags and scores. One out. It's 5-3, Cubs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Freeze moves to second. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Will, who is chasing the ball. Grote reaches third base with a triple. Freeze scores. Skinner goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 5, Pirates, 5. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Jim Pendleton pinch hits for Bill Verdon. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is walked intentionally. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Thomas is walked intentionally. Pendleton moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-4 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brosnan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Grote scores. Pendleton moves to third. Thomas moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.